Well, Mike Malevsky here, and it's my great pleasure to be interviewing Marianne Slegelmilch. Hello, Marianne. You're calling in.
Hi, Mike.
And I understand that you've been here in Palmer before, and you have written a number of books, and you're coming in the very near future. Tell me about that.
I will be at Fireside Books on this coming Saturday from 2 to 4.
2 to 4. Okay, so you'll be doing a book signing.
I will.
And this must mean that you have a new book, and maybe for those listeners who are not familiar with your work, you could give a little bit of a backstory as when did you start writing?
Well, I don't have a new book this time. I'm going to be there signing my Feather series. It's been called the Feather series of novels.
Okay. You're doing the entire series then, right?
Right. I am working on the book series. Yeah. But I lived in the Valley for 9 years.
Okay.
And I've always written my whole life, but I began writing in earnest when I lived in the Valley. A lot of my books are set in the Valley. And so it's always a good thing for me to come back to Fireside Books, which is the first bookstore that I went to when I began writing.
Ah, okay. And what was the first book that you wrote?
The first book I wrote was called Solo Flight, and it was a children's book that was a fundraiser for the Blood Bank of Alaska.
Ah, okay. And that's, and to tell the story, that's where I knew you, because I had been a donor at the Blood Bank, and I remember you there.
Yes.
Okay. But so you went from there, and I'm guessing since you had a day employment, you were writing other times.
I've written my whole life. My career was spent as a registered nurse.
Right.
And most of the time it was spent working in critical care. So I started writing in earnest to sort of relieve the stress of all of that intensity.
Right.
I just find that writing is a wonderful release for me. I love writing fiction. I can write pretty much anything, but fiction is what I love.
Oh, okay. And those people who may be unfamiliar with the Feather series, talk a little bit about that.
One day I just decided to see if I could write a good mystery. And I chose a feather because my husband is a combat veteran. And one day years ago, a guy walked up to him on the street in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and handed him a feather with a red dot on it and said, "I can see that you're a warrior. And if you bring this feather with you tonight to this powwow, I think you'll find peace." Well, my husband never went to the powwow, but we carried this feather around for like 20 years. And when I decided to write mysteries, he said, "Why don't you write something about this feather?" So I decided to conjure up a storyline around this feather. And that's how the Feather series began.
Okay. How many books are in the series now?
There's 4 books, and the 5th is in progress.
Okay.
They all have feather in the title. And I think it might be interesting for people to know that the climax to the first book, which is Feather from a Stranger, happens right in front of Fireside Books in the parking lot of the railroad depot.
Okay. Right across the street. I'm looking out the window right now at that parking
lot. That's right. And a lot of my books, for some reason, a lot of my books feature Knik River Road. It's always been a favorite spot of mine, a peaceful spot.
Right.
So a lot of the scenes in my books are happening up Knik River Road. But basically, the scenes happen all over Alaska.
Okay, all right, got that. So you're going to be here at Fireside Books this Saturday.
Yes, I am.
And of course, this happens to be Colony Days weekend.
I love that.
Whether planned,
since I'm from Michigan, so don't you think it fits?
Absolutely. And whether planned or unplanned, this means that there are going to be hundreds, if not thousands, of people up and down, and particularly on Saturday, because we have, of course, the Colony Day Parade and all the events. I've tried to cover them, and I do a few each day because there are 60 or 70 different events happening all day long. So I think you're going to have a good shot at seeing a bunch of people.
You know, I've been there for Colony Days before.
Right.
I've always had a great time. I hope to see some of the people that I've known in the Valley and also meet new people while I'm there and maybe turn them on to the Feather Series.
Okay. Any last comments, other things that we have not mentioned in this interview?
You know, I lived in the Valley for 9 years. I lived in it when it was small and when it was big. I love the Valley. I love the people in the Valley. I love writing about them, and I just hope that's reflected in my books, which are more than just mysteries. They're books about the human condition.
Okay.
And I try to capture all aspects of life. So
right.
I hope people will embrace my Feather Series and me.
Well, I think you're going to have an opportunity to display your work. I want to thank you for calling in. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Homer, which is where I live now.
Okay. Well, and what is the weather like in Homer?
Rain.
Well, we have predicted through this week a little bit of rain, not much. But I know that come Saturday in particular, it looks like it's going to be a clear day and the start of an increasingly warm period running up toward 80 degrees as we get into next week. So
I heard that, and I'm ready.
All right. Good.
I'm bringing my new shoes.
Great.
My city shoes.
All right. And sometimes we forget that we really are a city here. It's all relative.
That's right.
Well, thank you, Miriam, for calling in, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
And thanks for having me, Mike.
Take care now.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.